because capitalism and hard work in
Tom,
you can reach for the stars. Or
CJ, there are people who work hard every day in this society. Do you think that this society is full of deadbeats? The majority of the people who work hard, and yet they can't move forward in a society that is balanced on making the wealthy richer. And it doesn't allow an opportunity for the average Joe who works every day to get ahead in the society.
I totally disagree.
Well, you can disagree, but there's no way that you can that you can prove anything other than that. Man, the average person who goes to work.
There are examples all over the country, Earl, where people from minimal means have started with little or nothing and took a chance and didn't have to have
the government support them. Hey, CJ, the middle class. Right? Remember, there used to be something called a middle class, and the middle class that has eroded over the last 30 or more years in this country. I was a part of that strong middle class, and I've seen it disappear because the jobs that helped make you middle class left, and there are people still working as hard as my generation was. And they're not getting to where my generation was. But go ahead.
Only 9% of the COVID relief bill went to COVID. So the pork is plenty in Washington, D.C.
That's my point.
AOC fought thousands of jobs in her own district from Amazon. Now, Jeff Bezos, he's a job creator. And I tell you what, I'd rather see it go to that than some frivolous research project in some university that really does nothing
for the economy
or
frivolous research, making sure that the water that people drink every day in the wealthiest nation on earth is clean. Or
that's
that the air
the is clean.
Okay.
I believe in that research.
So how come the money that we are getting ready to give to those corporations, we say we can't fix the issues with the lead and water in the society because we can't afford to, but at the same time we say we can't afford to do that, we're willing to invest that $50 billion in microchip corporations.
There's an example. You just gave a good example. Here's an example of waste. I actually had the lead pipe replaced to my old home, 1800 or late early 1900s home. You know what's the rest in the house? Lead pipes. So the government replaces all these pipes all over the country, and you know what? There's still lead pipes in the house. When does responsibility fall on the person instead of looking to the government for all?
Well, CJ, here's why the government is responsible for the lead laterals that come from the street into your home is because the government owns that. And so
they don't.
Yes,
they own to the curb.
From the streets to the curb, and that's where the lead laterals have the lead has come through those pipes. Certainly, from the street to your home, you own that. But the government
who's replacing the pipes in those homes, Earl?
Hey, CJ. I'm a homeowner. I know whose responsibility that is. But here's the issue.
Okay.
So when the government made the decisions to do what they did when they put the lead pipes in and then did no maintenance to those lead pipes for over 100 years, the pipes were not scheduled to last over 60, but yet They left them there and didn't do anything to address it because they said we couldn't afford it.
Okay.
And people
now
have been aggrieved.
To the house. What about the lead pipes in the house? Who's taking care of that? Earl, you still got lead pipes. So it's a waste of money if the house isn't replaced with lead pipes. So have you replaced your lead pipes in your house, Earl?
Hey, CJ, the answer is yes. But I can
inside
afford to do it. But I can afford to do it. There are people who can't afford to do it, CJ. So does that mean then that their children should be poisoned by lead because they can't afford to do it? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you, stop looking at the government for all the answers and people put on the pants.
Hey, CJ.
And do the work.
Hey, CJ. Then people should stop. Then people should stop looking at the government when it comes to spending almost $1 trillion a year on military. So we can spend $1 trillion a year. So if we can spend $1 trillion a year on military, don't tell me what we can't afford to spend when it comes to making sure that the citizens of this nation are safe. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Steve from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
How you doing, my good friend?
I'm doing fine.
I was listening to your show this morning, my conservative protagonist.
But go ahead.
Well, I was listening to your show this morning, and if I didn't know better, I was living in a different place. You almost sound like Chicken Little and the sky is falling. So let me try to hit you up with some actual facts to maybe I can change your perspective. First of all, you know, the first year this administration was in office, let's look at what happened. First of all, the pandemic got under control. He got the vaccines out to the public. They're widely available for anybody who wants to get them. And for the most part, the country has opened up again, and we're back to business. The first year of this administration, the economy grew well in excess of 5%, a very sizable amount. You know, the highest it grew in a single year since 1984. That's over 30, 40 years ago. That's a pretty good clip. There's not riots in the streets like there was with the previous administration. We do have some demonstrations, but it's greatly improved from where it was, where they were burning down cities and rioting. And, you know, unemployment is back down to 3.6%. It was up over 10% with the previous administration. He's got, you know, jobs are out there for anybody who wants to work. Most businesses complain they can't find enough workers, and wages are up across the board. Now, that is just the very first year of this administration. So you tell me why things are awful and terrible when all of those good things have happened, and he did it all in the first year. In case you forgot, this administration and each administration gets 4 years to do things. I'd say he's off to a pretty good start.
Well, I wish I had more time, because we're up against the break. But here's what I'll tell you, man.
Fortunately for you.
So here's what I'll tell you. I'll answer that on the other side. It's a hard break, but I got to go to a break. And we'll continue on the other side. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.